Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I'm pleased to bring to you the fourth Aliyah of Shmini, and Aaron and his remaining two sons, Elazar and Itamar, returned to service after the terrible tragedy of losing Nadav and Avihu. The good news, there is a silver lining that comes along with the tragedy, which is that the presence of God is on hand. The Mishkan has been activated, and it's time to return to the service. Aliyah number 4 and 5, in fact, are very small, so we'll get through them quite quickly. Vayidaber Moshe el Aaron vel Elazar vel Itamar banav hanotarim k'chu et mincha hanoteret me'ishei Adonai v'ichluha matzot etzel mizbeach ki kodesh kodashim hi. And Moses spoke to Aaron and his remaining sons Elazar and Itamar, take the grain offering that is the leftover from the fire-based sacrifice, meaning everything except for that handful of grain, that kumtza that was already burnt on the altar, and eat it as unleavened bread next to the altar, since it is holy of holies, kodesh kodeshim. I'd like to point out that earlier I said the word very often when it talks about the priest coming close to the service, says vayikrivu, which sort of makes them seem a little bit like sacrifices themselves. And I said, I think that's intentional because, you know, they are essentially sacrificing their lives, for this service. Here again, we have this idea, banav hanotarim, the remaining sons. And while it's perfectly grammatically correct, call them a notarim, there is a reminisce of the idea of the notar of the sacrifices, the leftover of the sacrifices that needs to be taken care of. So again, we have a word which is connected to the sacrifices being applied to the priests as well. Va'achaltem ota b'makom kadosh ki chokcha b'chok banecha hi me'ishe Adonai ki chein tzuveitin. You will eat it in a holy place, which means here in the Azara, here in the courtyard. It is a law for you and your sons. That is, essentially, it's a gift for you to have from the fire-based sacrifices, which means from the small portion that was actually burnt up on the fire, since that is how I have been commanded. That is, I, Moshe, have been commanded. The question is, what does this add to the previous verse? I mean, they've already been told it's Kodesh Kodeshim, especially since this is the normal procedure for grain offerings. Why is Moshe making an emphasis here? So Rashi suggests that the intent is that normally as a mourner, or actually as an onen, and one suffering family loss, one would not eat these things, but this is a special case. And Rashi will stick to this onen, this mourner idea for a reason, but it's not entirely clear why Moshe is so heavily emphasizing the standard treatment of mincha, of what's left over from the mincha after the handful is burnt up. At least not clear to me. V'eit chazei hatenufa v'eit shok hatiruma tochelu b'makom tahor ata uvanecha uvnotecha ita ki chokcha v'chok banecha nitnu mizivchei shalmei b'nei Yisrael shok hatruma v'chazei hatenufa l'ishei achalavim yaviu lahanif tenufa l'fnei Adonai v'yalechal uvanecha itcha l'chok olam kasher tziv Adonai. And the breast meat, that is the wave offering, and the leg that was a gift, a truma, you shall eat in a pure place, meaning not necessarily in the courtyard, but always in a place of ritual purity, and you and your sons and your daughters with you. So here's a new thing. The daughters get to eat of this part of the offering, because that is a law for you and for your children. It is given, i.e. as a gift, from the peace offering sacrifices, the shlamim of the Israelites. They, meaning the Kohanim, will bring the breast meat on the fats to be burned to wave them as a wave offering for the Lord, and it will be for you and your sons with you an eternal law, just as God commanded. So that covers all of the parts of the two shlamim animals, the two peace offering sacrifices that were brought as part of the day eight procedures by the nation, or offered up by the nation. And the next Aliyah, we return to the Chatat, which is left for last, even though it was sacrificed earlier, since as we will see, there is a controversy, a dispute that breaks out regarding it, and that's why the narrative saves the Chatat, what happens with the Chatat, what happens with the nation's sin offering, for a later time.